As we gather this evening to worship the Lord our God, who in love for us has given his Son, that we should be his. If you would take your bulletin, there you'll find our call to worship. I'll read what's in the lighter lines if you'd respond by professing your faith as you read the dark print. My friends, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive our King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. This Christmas Eve, we light this white candle as a visible sign of that Jesus Christ is the center of our lives, and he is at the heart of this church. And we confess together, we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of gods, light of lights, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we do rejoice this evening that in love for us, while we were yet sinners, your Son took upon himself our flesh, walked this earth, faced temptation, yet was without sin, that his righteousness might clothe us, that our sin, your righteous wrath, might be laid upon him. And Father, we give you thanks for that work of your Holy Spirit whereby we have come to trust in Christ, to look to him for our salvation and to him alone. And so, Lord, as we remember his coming this evening, we rejoice. But we do so with expectant hope, looking forward to the return of our Savior. For we trust in him and in your promise, for you are faithful and true. And so we gather this night to sing your praise, to rejoice in who you are and what you have accomplished. For we gather tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmastide, we have gathered here together to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We have come to hear again the wondrous message of the angels, in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and with the shepherds and the wise men of every age to adore the child whose birth we celebrate this night. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought to us by this holy child. God declared in the Garden of Eden that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field, and the Lord God, that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' And he said, 'I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.' He said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?' The man said, 'The woman you gave me to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate.' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.'" The word of the Lord.
God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars in the heaven and as the sand on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring all the nations of the earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." The word of the Lord. Let's stand and praise our God. We'll sing together number 196, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus."
Be seated. Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by the prophet. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The prophet foretells the glory of Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler over Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. He shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. The word of the Lord.
The angel Gabriel visits the Virgin Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord. Would you stand again and join in singing the first two stanzas of number 201 in the hymn book, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Just the first two stanzas.
The evangelists tell of the birth of Jesus. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means "God with us." When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of the Lord.
And there the Lord.
The shepherds go to the manger. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. The word of the Lord.
You'll join us again in singing another
200. It came upon a midnight clear. We'll stand as we sing the four stanzas.
You may be seated. The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born the king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The word of the Lord. At this time, our ushers are going to come forth to take up our Christmas offering, as is our custom. Our offering this evening will go to the PCA's Ministerial Relief Fund. This goes to help widows of former pastors and missionaries and those who have come upon hard times. So it's our opportunity to give to those who have labored, sharing the gospel of Christ with others. So as our ushers come forward to take the offering, let me pray. Heavenly Father, we do rejoice. On this night, we celebrate what you have given to us, your own Son. You have given us life in him by your Spirit as we look to him in faith. And so, Father, we seek now to worship through our giving. We have sung your praises. Might we now worship you by thankful and joyful giving. Lord, not to earn favor, but rejoicing in the grace of Christ freely given us. For we give now in Jesus' name. Amen.
St. John unfolds the mystery of the incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The journey of Advent culminates Christmas Eve with the lighting of candles.
What started out as one flickering flame ends with four and a Christ candle as well. Our light can overtake darkness only when we open our eyes. We look for light, Isaiah writes, but all is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like men without eyes. At midday, we stumble as if it were twilight. Among the strong, we are like the dead. Our eyes need to be opened if we are to see the Christ as more than just a baby in a manger a long, long time ago, but rather to see him as he is, very God of very God, the Savior of the world. And when we open the eyes of our heart, as we read earlier, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Indeed, light is shed upon the righteous, and joy on the upright in heart, the psalmist writes. It is no coincidence, no fickle finger of fate, that the Christmas star guided the wise men from the east to the Christ child. They had seen it, they had understood it, and they had come seeking him who was born King of the Jews. And we are told that when they came to the place where the Christ child lay, they were filled with joy. The birth of Jesus was the fulfillment of all of these prophecies, age after age, a hint here, an indication there, the Word of God coming to its fullness that night in Bethlehem's town. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world, John wrote. And Jesus described himself as the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And those who follow him, he instructed, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light so shine before men that they see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven. You and I are called to be lights. Our light may be barely more than a flickering candle, but it is a light. We are called to bear it. You should have picked up a candle and a little shield on the way in. In a moment, John and I are going to light our candles on the Christ candle and then come down the aisle. And as we light one another's candles carefully, hold the lit candle upright And you who are lighting your candle, you tip yours into the lit candle. That way there's no wax on you or the carpet. But it'll also give us just a visible and visual aid of what it means when a lot of little flickering candles light up. The impact that we can have, not just on a room on Christmas Eve 2014, but on a world that so desperately needs the light, Jesus Christ. We're going to be singing while we do that. What are we singing? Silent Night, I'm sorry. It's number 210. I should know that after all these years. Silent Night, the four verses, and we'll sing through. And when we're concluded, I encourage you to blow out your candle and have a very Merry Christmas. Again, thank you for coming. Encourage you again to put out your candle after I finish praying. But as we receive God's blessing, let us go in peace. So now unto Him, who by His incarnation has brought together all things, visible and invisible, the beginning and the end, the only God, our Savior, to Him be glory and majesty and power throughout all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.